Please join me in prayer.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Many of us probably grew up at least hearing, if not also singing along to, the popular song, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? The song was originally from the 1933 Walt Disney cartoon, Three Little Pigs, but it was also featured in the subsequent sequels and various versions that followed. You may recall that the flute-playing and fiddling pigs, who were not afraid of the big bad wolf, and who lived in houses built of hay and twigs, respectively, made fun of the practical pig who took the big bad wolf as a serious threat and so built his house out of bricks. We might say there is a big bad wolf in today's gospel reading too, though it is not the pigs but sheep who are at risk of being snatched and scattered. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, we sheep benefit from considering today's gospel reading and asking the question, who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Today's gospel reading is largely unique to St. John's divinely inspired gospel account, but similar teaching about the threat of literal and figurative wolves can be found in the Old Testament and elsewhere in the New Testament. For example, through Jeremiah, God told the people of Jerusalem that an apparently literal wolf from the desert would devastate them. And through Ezekiel, God called Israel's princes figurative wolves tearing the prey. Similarly, the Lord Jesus called false prophets figurative ravenous wolves. And St. Paul told the pastors from Ephesus that after his departure, fierce wolves would come in among them, not sparing the flock. In today's gospel reading, Jesus does not say precisely who the big bad wolf is, as he emphasizes the serious nature of the threat, the unfaithfulness of the hired hand, and the faithfulness of the Good Shepherd. Still, we might think of the serious threat posed to the flock that is the community of God's people in the church by the enemy of God. Snatching, in particular, elsewhere, is attributed to the evil one, the devil, who also is not with Jesus, but against Jesus, and does not gather with Jesus, but scatters, such as the sheep. To be sure, the devil in part works through unfaithful teachers. And so with the Lutheran Confessions, we also favorably quote the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther, writing that faithful shepherds must both pasture or feed the lambs and guard against wolves. And yet, when faithful shepherds not only present the true and wholesome teaching correctly, but also accuse the adversaries who teach otherwise, people are not always willing to hear it. Are you? Are you sufficiently afraid of the big bad wolf? Can you recognize false teachers? Do you truly know the Good Shepherd? Do you want to be taught? Do you attend to teaching, whether Sunday adult Bible class, midweek Bible study, or our special congregational studies. If we all do not sin in those ways, then we all sin in other ways, for we all are sinful by nature. All we, like sheep, have gone astray, God says through Isaiah. We have turned every one to his or her own way. Scattered or snatched on our own, we will be lost and die in this world and be tormented for eternity. But the Lord came to seek and to save the lost. He does not want even one to perish. He goes after even one lost sheep until he finds it. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And he calls others to rejoice with him over his finding even one sheep that was lost but now repents. Long prophesied, Jesus is the good shepherd. All of what the Old and New Testament say about literal and figurative shepherds can help us understand Jesus' identity as the good shepherd. But Jesus as the good shepherd also surpasses any and all of those other shepherds. Jesus is the good shepherd uniquely. In contrast to the hired hand, Jesus as the good shepherd cares about the sheep and stays with the sheep and protects the sheep, even at the cost of his own life. And true God in human flesh, Jesus as the good shepherd does something that no other shepherd could ever do. He not only of his own accord laid down his life on the cross, but he also took up his life again as before. In today's epistle reading, St. John said that Jesus' laying down his life for us makes us know love. And in today's first reading, Peter and John were proclaiming Jesus' resurrection and that there is salvation in no one else. Jesus laid down his life for the sheep, for every last one of them, including you and me. Jesus died as our substitute, the death that we deserved on account of our sins. He died in our place. In a bit of a mixed metaphor, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world is the Good Shepherd. In the words of today's psalm, we each individually can say that the Lord is my shepherd. When, led by the Holy Spirit, we each are sorry for our sin and trust God the Father to forgive us for Jesus' sake, then God does forgive us. God forgives us through his means of grace. In today's gospel reading, Jesus as the Good Shepherd describes his sheep hearing his voice. We sheep hear our Good Shepherd's voice as his word is read and preached to groups such as this group. We hear our Good Shepherd's voice as his gospel is applied to us with water in holy baptism, with a pastor's touch in holy absolution, and with bread and wine in the Holy Supper. Especially in the Holy Supper, anticipated by Jesus's compassionate and miraculous feeding of thousands who were like sheep without a shepherd, Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, prepares a table before us, giving us his body with bread and his blood with wine, and so also the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. St. Paul equates the flock to the church of God. And with our Lutheran confessions, we similarly say that the church is holy believers and sheep who hear the voice of their shepherd. As under shepherds of the one good shepherd, pastors are charged by the Lord and given his authority to preach the gospel and hand out the sacraments, feeding his lambs and tending his sheep, not only forgiving sin, but also, when necessary, retaining sins in excommunication. Through pastors, God equips the saints, does the work of ministry, and builds up the body of Christ so that we attain the unity of the faith and are not tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine. Gathered into the one flock of the universal church by Jesus as the Good Shepherd, we are protected from snatching and scattering. When you attend to faithful teaching of Holy Scripture, then you can and should judge other teaching on the basis of Holy Scripture, knowing how to distinguish the voice of Jesus as the Good Shepherd from the voice of anyone else, including hired hands. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Ultimately, you and I do not need to be afraid of the big bad wolf, not because we, like the third pig, dwell in a house of bricks, but because God's goodness and mercy, for the sake of Jesus Christ, follows us all the days of our lives, so that we dwell forever in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.